Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
We on.
Turn off the lights and crack the window. My nigga just slipped through the cracks. The spark is in though. Where I was taking losses, trying to see what this shit here for. If I can take a trip out the Cali, see I can get more. If I can use your Addy 6 months, we can keep your rent low. I'm trying to work you out. What you about? Is this in your mental? The closet full of place, but we ate. They think we hit food. My nigga made a mill in a month. I said that's a big move. Just drive around the city stupid high, like what this life about. She said on and time again. She told him get out. I told her how you stepping. If you ready, put your foot down. A good pound, some papers with no lid. Them wrongs was too foul. If I can change my shit up overnight, like should I jump ship? If you can catch a flight out tonight, I swear this a big flip. I'm big drip, my money gone, I'm all alone, and I see how this shit get. Hope I just made a 50, but no product, damn this shit real. No late time in the band, so I ain't crying shit. I got bills.
Peace and blessings manifest for you. Gotta use your
Big and Lazy podcast. We back like we never left. I'm Big. Got my homie.
Lazy. We got another special guest.
I appreciate all the support, man. Everybody's fucking with us, but we got a hell of a special guest, man.
Yep.
Marathon Down. That was his song that you just heard.
And that was some hot shit, man.
What up, dog?
What was the name of that song, man?
It's a High Thoughts.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what was you going through when you made that? Like, man, it's self-explanatory?
Yeah, I was on some hot shit. Uh-huh. Yeah, of course. It's that Erykah Badu sample from On and On.
Mm-hmm. I like that right there.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I gotta tap into this.
So it was more of the feel of you liking the, you know, liking that sample that made you get in the mood for it.
Yeah, it was like a vibe. Yeah, it was like a vibe.
Shit, you do so much music though. How do you stay motivated now? Because people think that you got to be big record deal and all that shit to move how you want with this shit. How do you still stay motivated with it, you know?
Man, it's like when they tell you find something you like to do, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, to make money from it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It's like once I start having fun with it, it was like, all right, win, lose, or draw. You know what I'm saying? Like right. The money wouldn't matter. Like as long as I got something else going on, like can't put all your eggs in one basket. Like if I ain't super gambling on it.
Man, I'm telling you, a billionaire said you need six revenues of income. Where can they find that song today? Where can they find that at? Is that dropped yet?
Yep, it's out on all platforms. Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Pandora.
So Big, you know that he got songs with Currency.
Yeah, I peeped that. That was dope as fuck. Like
Don Tripp. Who else you got songs
with? You got a song with Tripp?
Yeah.
That's his boy. That's why I said. That's his boy. He loved Tripp. That's why I had to say it.
Yeah, and Tripp's my nigga.
That's what's up, man.
Tripp has been on fire. Was it look about 6 a.m. songs? Yeah. A little extended play every month.
Yeah.
He's on fire, man.
I think he's at home just cooking in his bag, like with a punching bag. You know what I'm saying? That's how that shit turn into when you get your own, you know, in-house engineer or a nigga just pulling up, or you engineering yourself and dropping that shit.
Yeah.
That's why I said you don't have to have a major label behind you no more to do this shit. It's like, who want it?
Right.
Yeah. Man, whoever woke Don Tripp up, thank you. Whoever said, hey, man, get back to your studio.
I ain't gonna lie. I think it was me, though.
Yeah, there you go. Shout out to this nigga right here, man.
It takes certain niggas, even if, you know what I'm saying, like I said, you might not have the biggest name right now, but it's like, shit, this nigga can rap. He's coming.
Yeah.
He coming with that shit. Right. That's what kind of make me want to step back into it. When I hear a nigga drop a song, I'm like, damn, that shit's dope. Niggas is really out here kicking that shit.
How was that New Orleans trip? Like, how was it? Like, that was some dope. Like, is that one of the best cities you've been into? Like,
yeah, I ain't gonna lie, New Orleans is like top three. Like,
top three cities you ever been to?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ball, New Orleans. I ain't gonna stop. It must be deep too. So like, in June, it's like it's probably like eight of us with a birthday, and they be back to back, back to back. So like, we just all planned the trip together, and was like, man, let's go, man, let's do it, let's put this shit together, let's execute.
What's your favorite city?
Like your favorite city you want to go have a ball, like a quick look, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can make it like
3-4
day
trip, you know.
Even if you've never been, what's your favorite city you think you want to go to and you ain't never been to? Or what's your favorite city you done been to?
It's like, I'm going to say it's between Houston.
Things about
I like Tampa. I like Tampa. Mm. I fuck with Tampa. I was down there with Boyd.
Mm-hmm. Chicago's an underrated city, man. I love
Chicago. I like Chicago too, though. Chicago got good weather. I ain't gonna stunt.
Yeah, I've been to a few cities, and Chicago's my top. You know, anywhere where some weed is, and you can just smoke weed, it's pretty cool. I want to go to Colorado. I heard Colorado.
That's what I was about
to
say. Like, Colorado's in the top two because I was out in Colorado, and I ain't gonna lie, Colorado motivates you. Like, you get motivated in Colorado, like.
Really?
I like traveling places and then just see shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get motivated and go back home. He might pop something else up. You know what I mean?
You got to. Yeah. A lot of shit, niggas, it's not even for just in my city, in Louisville, in our city. It's a lot of places that niggas don't leave. So they're like, man, you got that local sound. Once you go and see shit, see the ocean, party in a different club, smell some different weed, different breeze, you know, I think... Overall, with all creativity, people need to expand, and you can't really. I don't think you can be creative being stagnant.
Yeah, you know, gotta keep moving.
You're right.
You gotta be a bad motherfucker to just never been nowhere and your shit is polished with whatever you do. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, but I ain't gonna stunt it. Be some niggas in the trenches that ain't never been nowhere with some creative ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
They be the top one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but my homie did hit me with some shit like that, though. He was like, bro, you gotta travel, bro. He was like, you know, it's where some of my best ideas came from. Like, feel me? Like, you can get a fire verse from traveling. You feel me? You can come up with some shit.
They say when you elevate it, I was reading this, I was watching this video with Kenny Smith. Maybe I got something to do. You say you're getting motivated in Colorado because you know they're in the mountains.
Yeah.
They said he was talking to a therapist on the plane, and he said he usually takes a nap, you know, traveling. He said when your mind is you elevated so high, it's, your brain kicks in, is wired to you, the creative part of your brain when you're so high in the sky. Yeah. It's like it's pumping extra. So, and he said that not at flight, he wrote a book. He wrote like his own.
What?
He was flying like across country. And that was the, you know, step
that's
to raise
what,
the
that's what Miko said, sense. Though.
Mm-hmm.
Miko said that shit, too. She said when she was up there, it was just totally different. Smoking weed was different.
Only time I've been on the plane. Smoking weed on the plane?
No.
Oh.
No, she said smoking weed just in the city, just, you
Colorado,
know.
Colorado.
She said they got little lounges you can go to, coffee shops you can go to and smoke, you know.
So. I didn't been in a lot of places on the East Coast, but I ain't never been out. That's my one of my goals. I'm going to try to get on the West Coast. I didn't been up and down there. You know what I mean?
I want
to
go to New York.
New York? I don't know. I guess, but
I've been in love with New York since I was a little nigga, though.
New York's fast. Like, soon as the light turned green, they blowing the horn. Like.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. Let me get my ass up through. But
like,
that's
like you get stabbed broad day, right. And nobody, everybody's minding their own business. Like,
that shit's crazy.
Where was they at? Them gun laws in New York, a motherfucker does.
Yeah, man, you better not have nothing.
Yeah. Where was they at down there fighting? Where was it down in? It was a black and white brawl. Like,
oh,
she was crazy.
The boat.
Oh my god, that was the funniest shit ever, bro. Like,
it's not this. It's not the motherfucking 50s no more, man.
Bro, dude got his ass whooped just trying to do his job. Shout out to them
folks,
brothers.
White folks, you feel me? I have some white brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's to the ones that don't get it. If it's not the 30s, nigga,
it's over. Shout out to the people that came and supported them, because I don't even think they was related. I think they were just there.
I feel like we've been fighting back. It should just
went
on camera.
Hell yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, I done seen a lot of shit, you know, transpire off some shit like that, especially, you know, certain movies come out and shit like that, especially growing up in our time, nigga, we fucking people up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, it's like, that's what's going to cause the race war. You feel me? If it's going to be one. I don't think it's going to be one because it's more white folks that really fuck with us.
The real war is the rich versus poor.
Yeah.
They throw that race war in your face. to keep you, you know, oh, I hate you, but nah. Because yeah. Rich white folks look at poor white folks the same way they look at
yes.
if you want to be, you know what I mean?
But that's how Trump tricked them nigga fuckers. They like,
they didn't trick me. I voted for Trump from 2016.
I'm talking about he tricked the poor white folks.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we going for Trump, man. This nigga, whoop, man, he don't even fuck with you. Nigga, you are broke.
Uh-uh.
You know what I'm saying? The rich take care of the rich. You feel me?
How y'all feel? Speaking of rich, how y'all feel about T-Will, man, getting 10 years?
Damn.
And he's still, he might be able to get additional 5 for tampering with a witness, bro.
Hold on, so.
He 10 got, years fit. Who?
What did he do with the tampering part?
He threatened a witness and he threatened a federal witness.
Damn.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It was, he was frauding the NBA of healthcare, like.
Yeah.
But my
So how did he do that?
I couldn't tell you the who, what, when, and why.
He was hurt and not really be hurt or something?
He blamed it on the perks. I couldn't tell you.
He blamed it on the perks.
Yeah, he said, I attribute all this to my opioid addiction. So he might have been, I don't know what he was on, fentanyl or something, but damn. 10 years fed time?
Man. That's some bullshit, man.
It is, bro.
Man, I mean, shit.
Say no to drugs, man.
That's what I was about to say, bro. If niggas like that, man, niggas just be throwing their life away, though, you know.
Speaking of throwing your life away, fellas, ladies, you got to stop being so tender. We all fucking everybody.
Yeah.
You got to stop being so tender and ready to crash out over a few. Protect your queen.
Yeah.
Protect your queen, but don't crash out over no motherfucking. You know, don't crash out with no dumb shit, bro. The shit ain't going to matter in the morning. Yeah. You done threw your life away some shit and over some dumb shit. It ain't going to matter in the morning, bro.
Everybody want to go viral. Everybody won't go viral.
Fuck going viral. Niggas going in a fucking mortgage fucking with me, bro. Like, what's the... I don't bother nobody, bro. Like...
Facts.
I don't get it, bro. So have y'all ever had any tension? Like, over a female, like, smoke tenderoni-ass nigga? Like...
I mean...
Like, bro, it ain't that deep, bro.
If it was, I didn't know. Me.
Like, yeah.
I don't... A nigga never really came to me, like, about his woman. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But shit. It's a lot of niggas that'll crash out over their woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Even if she ain't the one.
For sure.
I got a story, bro. Like, it's one dude. He don't talk to me to this day, bro. From a chick I ain't touched or nothing. Woo woo woo. He just, I guess he went through a phone, see me. I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
It was on some, you know, business. I don't put, it was on some business too, bro. And to this day, bro, he still, this is 10 years ago, bro. Don't speak to me.
So why you think niggas do all that over females? Because I feel like a nigga let you owe him money. And all that shit, but he'll crash out over, you feel me, a female, yeah. You feel me, that he's crashing out with.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It should be getting wicked. But I think it's because motherfuckers just want to be viral, bro. It should be, once motherfuckers embarrassed, you put their motherfucking business out there, motherfucker going to kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
And pussy's a hell of a, yeah. Bro, pussy's a drug, bro.
Pussy's the top seller still.
Some motherfuckers can't handle it, bro. Like, some motherfuckers just can't. I don't get it, bro. Like, it ain't... You crash out, bro. You catch your body, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Nigga, before you go down, she's going to be sucked. You know what I mean?
Right.
She's answering that phone with a dick in her mouth, bro.
Did you think about that? Did you think about that part? Like, what the fuck? You feel me? Like,
right, that shit. I don't know. I don't get it.
You don't even be thinking about that part.
If you think you got... I ain't no beef over here, bro. There ain't no beef. I ain't no beef at all. I go to work.
It'd be you that's the problem, though. It'd be... You feel me? Like... She's still gonna do what she gonna do. Yeah. Like, you could kill him and go to jail for 100 years.
Yeah.
It was not him. It was her doing what the fuck she gonna do.
She's going on to do this.
You feel me? It's gonna be somebody else. She's gonna be somebody else.
But that's what motherfuckers
don't
think about.
I don't owe you no loyalty.
Motherfuckers don't think about that. That nigga, no matter what, this shit is gonna be, this life is gonna go on. Motherfuckers gonna be, cause women do that shit too. Women crash out and shit. Right. You know, do a whole bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
Make a nigga really not want them. You know what I'm saying?
But, swear to God, man. They go over them.
Yeah, but I mean,
sound like you had something to say right there. Like,
now I was just gonna say they go overboard.
That's what I was about to say. Why you think motherfuckers want to take that shit overboard though, bro? Like, at a point, it's like motherfucker gotta know. Like, they gotta look crazy as a motherfucker.
Yeah,
bro.
They don't be giving a fuck neither though. Like, I'm pretty sure y'all ever had a time where y'all was just like, I ain't gonna say like, just on some bullshit, like, damn, I look a little crazy, but fuck it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
So you gotta think of it like that sometimes, you feel me? So when they doing it, they just think a lot less, you feel me? They think a lot less when they wildin', cause they probably wild out like 2 hours ago at somebody else's spot. You know what I'm saying? Now you just in the road. You're part of the rampage. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like
That's why I don't judge motherfuckers, man. Because you might have a bad day, even if we, you know what I'm saying, back and forth. Nigga, as long as tomorrow I hit you up, or if I see you, nigga, and you like, nigga, I was open. Nigga, I was on some shit yesterday. Right, yeah, I was mad at everybody, nigga. I can respect that more of a nigga. You come around me with some badass vibes, and then you just think it's just that, nigga.
Check.
You know.
You ask, like, why do people want to crash out so much? Like, okay, you drive, and I got a little theory. I've been reading up on this. Like, we moving. It's phone shit. Like you said, the phone, internet. We moving. We get information, like, real quick. We moving the fast. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just put it to you driving a car. You driving a car. You get into a wreck going 10 miles per hour. It ain't that bad. You get into a wreck going 65, somebody's dying or something.
Yeah. Right.
You get into a wreck going 99, you pushing and whatever. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're in the age of information, and everything is just so instant gratification. So I think that got something to do, like, and like you said, on the back in the day, you get into a fight, it was over. Like, you fought, somebody might have heard about it. Man.
Once you get whooped on camera, nigga, somebody gonna die.
Man, what? Your kids gonna see that shit. Like, that shit is forever. Like, it's fucked up now, man. That shit, it's crazy, man. I feel like the pressure from Instagram be, like, taking a toll on a lot of people's lives. And you just can't let it, you know? You can't let it, you feel me? Like, you personally can't let it do it, because I think gonna fall in the raft or the river, you know, with the fish. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's what a lot of relationships be fucked up, like, not even just with your girl, with your partner. Man, if you got the wrong niggas around you, that internet, you know what I'm saying, and you doing good, the internet will fuck niggas heads up. Wake up in the morning and you done posted shit, some motivational shit, and nigga know you got some money, like, nigga, fuck this nigga.
Man, I know one dude, bro.
Like, niggas be weird as fuck, bro. Like, that's some weird shit.
Nah, for real though, that shit be really crazy. Like, whole time you just on some real motivational shit. You just trying to motivate yourself and other people.
Right.
And motherfuckers is looking at that shit like, man, this bitch ass nigga, he just on that because it is, like.
Like, who, as far as, like, on just like social media, like what, who do you follow that gives you motivation? And like, damn, you know.
I like what's his name? I think his name Kodak Lens on there. What's Jay Z's homie?
I don't know.
I don't know him.
Big.
Hippos.
Big. Jay-Z's homie, Big.
Biggs. The one that Biggs helped fund the Rockefeller shit.
He just got out of prison, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he just get out of prison? I don't think so. He posts them quotes in black and white.
Right.
It'd be black background with the white print. He just posts something, Mary. It'd be a quote every day.
I got to follow him, but I like Wallo. I follow Wallo. Like,
I fuck with Wallo, too.
Yeah, right. I fuck with Wallo.
Man, he's Lamborghini Wallo, man. He got the man, he's doing his thing, man. Did a dub.
Man, that shit is amazing, nigga. Off the podcast, nigga, off the internet, nigga.
Yeah.
We might be there one day. I was telling him
before you came in, y'all onto something monumental, man.
I appreciate that, bro. Real talk. Real talk.
And appreciate you coming by stopping with us.
Yeah, for sure.
But he's cool and everything, man. I only gripe is, man, his ice, man. He fucked the lights up, man. We had to rearrange the lights, all this. You know what I mean? We had to dim the lights, man. We had to, you know, cut the air up a little bit, man. You know what I mean? What's that mean right there? Can you explain that?
Let us know what the light is. That's your brother?
Okay.
Yeah, it was his rap name, like street name, like his nickname type shit, like, And it was his name since like 15, 14 years old. He died when he was 25.
And I ain't gonna lie.
I lost my brother too. He was at 24.
Yeah.
He'd be dead.
So, like,
Joe was 24?
When he died, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I just be keeping him alive, you know.
You do, though.
Get the A ring.
100%.
You know. Okay, 100%. I see. Yeah, we had to get them lights together. It was too much bling, man. We had to,
so,
usually had 3 or 4 lights, but we could. We had to, like, okay, cut this shit out, B.
So tell me this. How much influence in you wanting to do music came from your brother?
Shit, I'm gonna say 100%.
Okay.
100% for sure. Like, shit. It was like just a talent thing to him. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't something he was all the way banking on. So it's like, I'm like, damn, if he can kick it, let me try go behind him and kick it.
And that's what's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
If people ain't heard him, Bruh, it was one of the first niggas in the city that really have like hits. To me, some say. That's some shit you riding around listening to that shit in the car and niggas is asking you who that is. Facts. You know what I'm saying?
But some say.
How much you think on the local scene? What do you think about the local scene in the city, in Louisville?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and it's the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
It's dope. It's dope. It's motion in the local scene.
I think so too. Like we got, like my little homie turned me on to some, I can't think of his, I got to look at his name. Like he turned me up to some young guy, beast. Like, you know, I don't really listen to the drill, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's refreshing to hear it every time. Like, Louisville, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's, he's from Louisville, whoop, 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 whoop. So, what's his name? I can't think of his name. So, no disrespect, but yeah. So, but I think as far as we on, Louisville's on pace, bro. Like, we just ain't big as Baltimore. We ain't big as Chicago. Like, you know, we a college town. So, I asked our artists this. So, if you had one beat and one feature from anybody in the country, who would it be?
One beat and one feature.
Yeah, you just a blank check, like, here's $100 million. Nah, you know, one single, like, the world depends on it. The monster is going to take over the world. If you know what I mean?
Like, gotta, like artists right now type shit.
Artists
whoever, from dead, time. Live.
And I'm going to add this, though.
What's up?
I'm going to add this, though. It gotta be classic, because it's a lot of shit that ain't classic.
Yeah, you know I'm trying to make day. Classic.
Gone tomorrow, so
he might want to make a club song. Producer,
hey, look, what's that? No Hands just went platinum or something.
Diamond.
Yeah, after 13 years, nigga, that's a club song.
Yeah.
You know
Shit, I'm gonna say, I need a feature from Pac. What the fuck?
We.
I need a feature from Pac. You know what I'm saying? Like if, directly after him, I need Nipsey. You know, but. Dre.
Okay,
Dre.
There you go.
And then look, because I was ready to say, the Hurry Fraud, because that'll be fraud on for real.
Thanks.
A Pac feature on the Hurry Fraud beat.
Nigga, that's legendary. That's some old Outkast shit.
You know who slept on Alchemist? He makes some hell of a...
Yeah, Alchemist is called...
Alchemist Signal.
I'm going to tell you... I'm going to tell you who I always liked as a producer. And the nigga, to me, he don't really get the recognition as... Producer.
Don't say
artist.
50 Cent, bro. If you say 50 Cent, I'm gonna get up and walk out. That's all I got. It's like it. Don't say 50 Cent.
For real, bro.
Ah, what the fuck? He's a legend,
bro.
For
real. He's for real.
For sure. I was damn near about to say for real.
Yeah, bro.
It was a stat. Like, I wanna say it was what year was it? 2005 or 2000. Well, it was one of them years that for the top 100 songs, Pharrell produced like 65% of them motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah, Pharrell's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Pharrell's the fucking greatest.
I feel like every artist that they say is the best artist from Jay-Z, Snoop, they best song to me was with Pharrell.
Do y'all believe, speaking of Pac, do y'all believe the Keefy D, like he's the... He didn't came out. Well, he came out years ago and said, I don't know why they resurfaced it. They just searched his house 30 years later. What the fuck are y'all going to find?
Nothing.
What the fuck are y'all gonna find?
They tried to double back.
Man, they just searched the search one like 2 weeks ago. Like, what the fuck? Like, but dude confessed to, because he called a dope charger. He confessed maybe like early, like 2012, 13.
Like,
2013. So I don't know why. Like, let that man rest in peace. Let Pac and Big rest in peace, man.
See, that's what's legend, though. Niggas will never die.
Yeah.
Legends never die.
Go.
Niggas is gonna be around forever, nigga. They gonna make a hologram of the nigga.
Yeah.
And AI's out now. Nigga Pac coming with an album. Mike coming with an album. All of them, nigga. Whitney coming.
We need Mike Tyson on the pod. That's random as shit, but we need Mike Tyson on the podcast.
Yeah, but he can't be on nothing, man. Mike, you might have to throw hands with Mike.
Hey, Mike Tyson. Speaking of throw hands, you got $1 million.
I'm running
dollars.
Out of this motherfucker. I'm not sitting in the room with Mike.
Look.
He's mad.
$1 million. Mike, prime Mike Tyson, pre-jail. You got to last one round with him.
How much?
$1 million. You going in the ring?
It's too light. Last man.
One. Yeah, hell yeah. What? How you long know, is a round?
3 minutes.
Three. That's most light. Definitely. I'm on Floyd. I'm
on everything. He's going to catch you with one or two.
I'm saying this light.
He's
going
to catch me with probably like six, but.
The money's light.
It's about.
Man. I need.
You I'm can't get knocked defense. Out. Like you
I'm practicing defense at whole. I'm practicing defense. I might practice defense for like 6 months.
I don't even need no gloves, bro. This is I'm going
to be dodging. I'm dodging. Like whatever I can do to actually like run from this nigga for like 3 minutes.
I don't know. I fuck
with his podcast.
The money's light.
$1 million is light?
No, to go with Mike, that's like getting in the ring with a gorilla. You might not even.
Fuck it. Yeah, I'm in the ring with the gorilla for the $1 million.
Last 10 seconds, we can just go.
Yeah.
Fuck it, let's go. Me and you. Because I know
it's
going to go down.
I didn't took some licks for free before. So I'm going to. And then you going to. I'll take a black guy out of boot. Yeah. I'm going to set it pretty the next day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, what? Let's get it.
I like Mike Tyson, though. Like,
rounds. Yeah, I fuck with Mike.
I like the way he. Reading like podcasts, like gave niggas new life.
Facts.
Like I love Mike Tyson, his podcast. You know what I mean? I mean,
the story's
with
amazing.
The weed, huh?
The story of, you know, Mike is, we seen him be every
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Different type of Mike.
Every phase.
You know what I'm saying? The nigga was wild and crazy, talking cash shit to just calm down. Everything's good. Right. Everybody's cool. I love everybody. It's all good. You know what I'm saying?
You got tigers and shit.
Yeah,
he was a young nigga with tigers.
Yeah,
Mike Tyson.
You fuck with the shrooms? Is that the way like, you fuck with the shrooms?
Yeah, I fuck with the shrooms. I like the candy bars. Though. I ain't never tried the.
Damn, big. We the only ones.
I tried the bar.
I'm scared.
I tried the bar, and I was.
I had to do a show off the shrooms. I had to do a podcast off the shrooms.
You're not about to get me on no goddamn camera off the shrooms, man.
I'm telling you, y'all gonna take like a square each.
Uh huh.
But I took the bar. The bar tell fucked me up. I was fucked up the whole day.
So you did take the bar?
I took the bar.
Okay.
But no, I ain't never took no real shrooms.
Me neither, though. I'm probably might never, ever take the real. I don't want to taste that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to taste some crazy ass shit just trying to get high. Like, that's
right.
It's kind of wild. Like, drinking liquor's a little wild to me, though.
See,
what y'all drinking, though? Like,
see.
Man, put that can up to the damn can. Bruh. I did not know that. I didn't see that 1,000 times. I did not know there was water, bro. I thought there was some old Coke 45, some old liquid death. We ain't bigging it up, but you know what I mean? Go get you some canned water, man.
Yeah, water in the can.
That's, you should keep it in the brown sack, man. With
I got,
skirt on it.
Yeah, I should've.
You should keep it in the brown sack.
I should've. That's how you can fake niggas out.
Water in the can is
drink
crazy.
Water. Smoke your weed. All
right. If y'all on a first little date or whatnot, this is random shit. And a chick order a beer, y'all, you know what I mean? Order a fucking Budweiser.
Yeah.
So the turn off.
No, I fuck with you. What? What you on? Give me one too. What you trying to drink? Why are you trying to drink a beer?
I lost a couple points. Oh, no. You still in it.
Yeah, you still in it.
Is it equal to a cigarette?
That's worse. Nah, than it. Oh, well, it's about it. A cigarette's worse, bro.
You
still smoking
cigarettes. You probably like, this might be our last.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's over. Them blacks ain't no better.
Because I ain't going to lie. Beer is beer. Beer fuck. That's why I said, when you just said about liquor, if I really want to get, that's why I don't fuck with pills. If I really want to get fucked up, I ain't never bought a bad bottle of liquor.
Right.
Yeah.
Going to night.
Yeah.
You feel
what
me?
What y'all drinking? What's y'all favorite? What's the drink of choice right now?
Anything dark that's pretty decent. I can't really drink no clear, no Ciroc, none of that shit.
I like
no vodka.
I like
tequila.
Damn, I like
motherfucking tequila, bro.
Tequila, I like Reposado.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Reposado.
Bro, that tequila is so smooth, bro. Like, it ain't, it don't leave y'all hungover the next
tequila
day.
Tequila and, like, Cavassier and shit like that.
Yeah, I fuck with Cavassier, too.
You know what I'm saying? You know you're going, it's not going to take too much. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, yeah. Just, like, a couple shots. You feel me? Like, I'm already...
I ain't gonna lie. That's the only time I'll be feeling like going out. I'll be home like, now I'm drunk. I can just hit the city.
All right, man, I don't know. I don't go out much no more, bro.
I don't go out at all, but I'll be like, nigga, I can hit the city right now.
Oh, yeah. You feel like that's that liquid currents.
I might say, y'all trying to go get some food.
Yeah.
You feel me? Hit the city, you know, real quick. I just, liquor make a nigga feel like, you know, like coming outside.
You ever, I got.
Like getting in motion.
Right.
I threw up one time. I ain't never got blackout drunk. I ain't never threw up. None of that. One time, I was I came across some old fireballs, some shots of fireball. I came up with like 30 of them. You know what I mean? One of them, you know, deals. Man, I got so I never drink fireball again, bro.
I ain't never drunk a fireball. My
bro,
I drunk some fireball with this chick. She had me drink like 3 shots of that shit. And I was swerving, man.
Man, that's telling you, bro.
I had to go in the house. Man.
So what's y'all take on drinking and driving?
Don't do it, nigga. But I don't know. I was split last night and driving.
I was split last night. I was about to say that. Me and Scoot. What Boosie say? Me and Scoot.
But nah, you can kill somebody, like, bro. Like, that drinking and driving shit is not, that's not cool at all. You kill yourself, like, that's not, and, like, you made that choice to get behind that wheel, but that mother with 5 people in the van, at grand, they didn't make that choice. They just trying to go home and get some groceries or whatever. Yeah, like,
you hear about the black girl that she rode a BMW, Benz through the light and smacked a family. The mama was pregnant. She had just had a baby and had another baby in the car. All of them died.
Was she drunk?
Yeah, she was hella drunk, and she said that she did over a nigga. I seen it on the Shade Room one day. It's like
it was off California.
Yep.
Yeah, she crashed. She was like a doctor or something. Yeah, too. She crashed like the fuck out. See?
And her motherfucking car, nigga, one of the babies in the car, nigga, was in the store.
And that's about, he survived?
No, nobody survived.
What do you mean he was in the store?
Popped out the car.
Oh, shit.
The car was like a missile when it came through the light.
And that's what I'm saying. Don't crash out. She got her heart broken and nurse. California driving a BMW, but she crashed out over a fucking broken heart, bro. It ain't worth it. Ladies, gents, you'll find somebody else. There's 7 billion people in the world. You'll find
you
some, don't
mess with somebody to look like them. You know what I'm saying?
Double back on your ex.
People, let me tell about people that, like, man, listen, bro, if it's that serious, just go find a girl that look like them.
And most of the time, that's your type.
Y'all got curved by chicken. And shot it like a cousin or a family member or something like that. Like, are they shot it too? Like, you ain't never close?
I ain't gonna stun. That's not.
You ain't never did that?
I ain't never talked to somebody that I knew of. I probably found out. I ain't know you used to talk to so-and-so.
Yeah, like it's more of that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To be like.
But I think girls have intentions. Women have intention on that. Like, I already know you. I'm just gonna throw that in there later.
Yeah. Damn.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. Speaking of, I said something about it being at the restaurant. Like, here's a little gem. Like, if you know you're going on a little date, whenever, watch out, pay attention how she treats the waiter, bro. Because if you was in that same fucking spot, she'd treat you the same way. That's a turn off. Like,
where you get that from, boy? That was deep.
Man, you got, you know what I mean? You just gotta watch people, bro. I'm serious though. Watch
niggas on them
dates. She cheating the waiter like shit. Like,
yeah.
For one, that's not smart. This motherfucker is underpaid.
Facts.
You know, dealing with your attitude, and he got your food behind closed doors. Like, I'm a big tipper, bro. Like,
my spitting this shit.
Yeah. Like, even
I ain't gonna lie, I'm a nice tipper too, especially if service is immaculate.
Yeah,
food
good service,
good.
You know, good tip. Like,
you know
what I'm saying?
It make me feel good.
Even on DoorDash, bro. Like, if you notice, here's a little hack. If you give a nice little tip on DoorDash, watch how food fresh, your food come, and you ain't missing no nappings or none of that shit. Give them a nice little, I'm serious. Give them a nice little, I'm going to tip them in cash. Nah, they don't need to see it, bro. They whole little mood's different. I'm all. Right.
That shit go to Texas.
I'm not trying to get no bad blood with a nigga handling my fucking food. Yeah.
Nah, that's
damn,
not
so
that's
smart. Crazy. Like, I never did DoorDash ever, so. Hypothetically, those people that be complaining about how their shit comes fries and shit short,
yeah,
they probably didn't even get no tip.
No fucking tip. Right. Didn't order come to $29, you gave the nigga.
That's crazy.
30, you know what I mean? 30 and some cents.
They might have.
This motherfucker's already mad, and he got your food right here. You know what I mean?
Right. The thing is, you playing with fire anyway.
I don't know.
Motherfuckers be bringing your food, be regular motherfuckers or motherfuckers that you wouldn't even want touching your food.
Oh, my mama, bro. I did DoorDash one time, and she had 2 fucking dogs in there, bro. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't want that. I ain't trying to be rude.
They weren't in the comments or nothing. They didn't warn you.
Nah, I just seen them when she pulled up. Like, 2 big fucking German Shepherds in like a Toyota or something.
Nigga, the best app to use at night is GoPuff.
Yeah, I fuck with GoPuff.
You can get liquor. They got their own factory. Nigga, my controller went out one night.
Bad?
This motherfucker just was broke.
Yeah.
My wife was like, hey, you can get one off GoPuff right now.
For real? They got Xbox controllers?
I ain't got no Xbox.
Oh, yeah, okay. You'll play.
But But yes, bro, nigga pulled up with a whole trailer on the back of his Jeep.
Are you serious?
Like a, yes, it had all types of shit on it. It was just a little.
I just get like late night munchy food.
Shit, you can get a bottle, you can get whatever you want on that motherfucker. But I didn't know they had a factory.
They had 50 cent beers in there one day. Yeah, like you get like 5 50 cent beers. Yeah. I definitely got those.
And it's you can get it after like the liquor store closed on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Like that Go Puff shit's the truth. And they send you a hat.
Y'all ready for sports?
Hell yeah.
You ready for bro, yeah. High school sports, being a high school referee, I just took a new life on yeah, he looked at me like, yeah, I'm telling you, this nigga lying. Like, no, nah, I'm serious. I'm certified with the state, KBO. Like, I'll be refereeing this shit.
Shout out to the refs.
What you reffing?
It's basketball.
Basketball,
yeah.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So
who, Titan Stokes, Tyron Stokes, y'all familiar with him?
The Titans?
No, nah, Tyron Stokes, the number one player in the 2026. Yeah, Tyron.
Yeah, okay.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who's he play for? Like, big him up.
Vegas Elite.
Oh, okay. And he was born and raised in Louisville?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yes. That's what's up. I got to stay.
Bro, Louisville got some talent.
That's what I was about to say. I got to stay on the lookout for shit like that.
Tyron Stokes, that's the GOAT. Like,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's already like.
Who's the name of the guy? What? He's already what?
He's already the man.
Yeah. You got any offers yet?
I've never seen anything like this.
I really? I really got to check him out then.
I'm saying like physically, you know how you just grow up with people? Like,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And you like.
And be the coldest niggas.
You be knowing them and shit. Like, mm-hmm. And then just they just go crazy and shit like that. I'd be like, damn.
So what you think about the players getting paid?
Yeah. That shit's getting
How
out of
hand. You think it's going
to
change?
Get your money. That shit's getting out of hand.
Yeah, they need to
change the game.
That shit been needing to happen, man.
Yeah.
I'm mad as hell. We weren't getting paid in high school. What the fuck? Like,
they can get paid in high school now. They
What?
Parts of Texas. Yep. They in that you can get. And paid in high school.
I'm going. Hey, get up.
I'm all for it though.
Get up, son.
Yeah. Are they giving them to them like as freshmen and shit too?
I don't know. I just know going to college.
Nigga,
just think how much money Lamar would have made.
Maybe.
Nigga,
that nigga would have made probably millions.
Lamar, hey, it's really crazy.
Teddy
Bridgewater. I want to see how it's gonna go, man.
Reggie Bush.
I do.
See, that's my only discrepancy about it. It's the same thing with weed. I fuck with weed, and I fuck with niggas getting they paid.
Right,
but. Free the niggas that's been there for them bows they was knocking.
Yeah.
You know, give Reggie Bush his motherfucking Heisman back.
Motherfucking Heisman back.
You know, pay Marcus Camby back because, you know, he paid UMass back once he went to the league.
That's Chris Webber, the Final Four.
That's a lot of back pay, though. Bro.
Yeah, they ain't about to open them doors. They not about to open them doors.
Hey, man. That nigga gave it all back.
But to keep it all 100, anybody that, like, you saying, like, Chris Webber, Reggie Bush, they doing all right now, but like,
they
about to open them doors because
they had
can go
good
back.
Careers, though. They had decent careers. Reggie had a nice little stint in the league. I think getting hit when he got hit by the motherfucking Eagles. Who hit that nigga?
Was it Brown?
On that screen? Sheldon Brown.
Yeah.
My nigga Marky D in the back. He's
shout out to Marky D.
Shout out to Marky D, the GOAT. He's going to be premiering soon on the show.
Yeah, he's coming definitely on the show.
What's your favorite podcast, bro?
Besides this one.
Yeah.
Besides this one.
Yeah, had me shook up right there. I was like, hold on, is this a trick question? What's going on? But podcast. I like Drink Champs.
Y'all fuck with Drink Champs.
Drink Champs is, I think it motivated us a lot too. Cause
it's seen like you on there getting drunk as fuck.
Yeah. That's a good model. That was a good scheme right there. Whoever thought about that, that was
yeah. Definitely. Like you go from keeping it kosher to
Kevin Hart said it though.
I'm gonna tell y'all a story y'all never heard before.
Yeah,
And nigga Kevin said it though. He said, "Look, I'm not getting too drunk on here." He said, "Cause then y'all niggas get a nigga drunk and then they be on a, all right, fuck it, I'm gonna say it." But I love Drink Champs. I think. Drink Champs motivated us a lot and Gillian Wallow and them niggas. But I always say, like, I was already kind of on podcasts, like listening to Joe Rogan and, you know, shit like that. That nigga be having some weird motherfuckers on there. So,
bruh,
I like information. So, it could be a podcast about some old wild shit. I found myself listening to it.
I was watching Joe Rogan.
That's the reason I even found podcast interesting was Drink Champs. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, Drink Champs. Who was
I wasn't even really watching podcast. Like I started watching Joe Rogan after Like tapping in, yeah.
Like, your algorithm probably started
basically that shit up. All that shit.
But that's why TikTok's a bad motherfucker too. Motherfuckers be like, I'm, I don't be on TikTok. TikTok's, I'm grown.
TikTok's the kind of girl.
It's a fucking rabbit hole. Like,
yeah, it is.
Give me some,
yeah.
Once you find yourself, nigga, just sitting there for hours and your shit. And once you they tell up, you, you scrolling too long.
Yeah. Man, TikTok is banned in China. They got their kids on the damn ban. Out one day.
Like, take your ass outside. Like,
yeah.
I fuck with TikTok, though. TikTok.
It's a lot of information.
Yeah, hell yeah. TikTok,
you know, even if it's misleading, it's just like, you know what I'm saying? It's, you got to pick and choose with this internet shit.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Right, what you just said, like, you got to pick and choose. You got to know exactly, you know, what you're getting on her for. Because you can get on her and just be freestyling.
Mm-hmm.
And be freestyling for hours. Like, mm-hmm. you'll be on that motherfucker all day.
What's your favorite social site? What's y'all? You say TikTok? IG is my favorite live by far.
I like
MySpace forever. Fuck everything.
I like Insta, man. Insta, you can hashtag shit. Yeah. I mean, I learned a lot of shit from Insta that led to other shit. Like, the shit I learned from Insta, they had me go back to Facebook and was like, okay.
Right. See, that I think that's what changed the game. Once you understand what it's for, social media is to fucking get money.
Social media and peer pressure. Like, how do y'all feel about peer pressure? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. Like, pressure from Instagram can be crazy. Like,
facts.
Like, I remember you asked me for some Balenciagas. I was like, what? What are you talking of? Like,
he was feeling good. Are you good joking? Too.
Yeah. Like,
serious right now? What are you talking about right
my
now?
My son did me the same way with some Yeezys.
Mm-hmm.
But I could have found him a nice little pair of Yeezys. But when your grades ain't Yeezys, nigga, your grades ain't Yeezys.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie. The thing is, times change, but like you said, pressure. You feel me?
Then
like, you gonna let this pressure put you in a position where you're trying to beat your reality, and then in reality, you're gonna start looking all played out. Like, you in the hood with some big ass Balenciagas on your feet.
Right.
And
facts, though.
Man, when in real life, man, the internet shit. But a little quick story about peer pressure. Like, my co-host, he be calling me on the weekends, man. Be like, yeah, man, I'm over here off his Molly Water, man. I'm like, nah, man, I ain't fuck with that Molly Water, man. Like, he be like, come to Pluto with me, man. Come to Mars. And I'm like, nah, listen, man. One of us got to stay level headed. So that's a little quick story about peer
listen, pressure. If I'm ever off the Molly Water,
yeah, man,
I'm not coming to the show. So,
see, I be telling you, man, you gotta slow down, man. And Molly Water, something down.
Molly Water, camera's crazy.
I think peer pressure, it kills.
Bro,
even from my childhood, like, a lot of this shit is going on is because niggas is in it now from peer pressure and it's on.
A lot of people die from peer pressure.
Definitely,
for sure.
Bro. Peer pressure kills.
Take a deep breath and walk away, man.
Yeah.
Think about it. This shit gonna matter in the morning.
Yeah.
Is it gonna matter in 6 weeks?
It's not.
Take a deep breath.
I swear.
Stretch.
That's what
let
I
it
think.
Go.
I like smoke some weed. You know, you'd be like, people double think. I like to triple think. You know what I'm saying? Like,
do you play chess?
I know how, though.
Yeah.
I know.
See, because.
Nigga, I be. That's, tell him I'm the goat in checkers, bro, on the iGames.
Man, this nigga
Claude
took money from me, man.
Man.
Chess on the checkers.
Checkers.
On the iGames. Ain't nobody beat me. I can bet whatever.
Hey.
Yeah, I bet whatever.
But see, chess.
20 a game, nigga.
Teaches you to think. I asked you that. I don't know how to play chess, but I'll be trying to learn that shit.
Me either.
They said it teaches you how to think. They said they subscribe it for kids, so it teaches you how to think two, three, four steps ahead
the
before
thing.
You even.
Yeah,
you know
sure.
what I mean?
It's a little bit of that in chess, but I'm going to go back to him. Describe, like, if as an artist, like, describe, like, if you could compare your music to anybody, any artist in the game, like, who would it be? Like, if you, like, compare yourself to, like, one artist or maybe multiple artists, like, where would you. Like, what would you say? Like, Marathon Dime is the equivalent to what? Like,
that's a good question.
Man,
maybe too good of a question.
Like, I like to compare my game, like, as far as like consistency. You know what I'm saying? Like, base it off. Based it off consistency, like,
So I say Currency, you know what I'm saying? Because Currency stay dropping, like.
Facts.
So when he does, bro. Trey Packs, I just drop them motherfuckers, like.
So
you got a new project coming out, don't
that's
you?
That's what I'm about to say.
Trey Pack 5, Trey Pack 5.
So was that first song, Artist of the Day, was that off of the Trey Pack 5?
It was off Trey Pack 4.
Oh, okay. It was okay.
So other than your new album that's about to come out, what do you, like, what is your plans? What's your next, you know, you ain't got to give, you know, your blueprint, but. What you think you got coming next, you know, for your career?
As far as what?
You know, for like the level up. Like, you know, I feel like as an artist, it's always a time where you're like, I did this. All right, yeah. It's time to do this. That's a whole nother level now. Turn it up. You know what I'm saying? What's your next plan?
Shit. I'll say a deal. Like, that's it. Like, I done did music with my favorite artist. You know?
You said you got a cut with Starlito?
Yep, Starlito.
Man,
I got one with Votto.
Yeah. Real legends, though. Real legends that we can all, the niggas that know these niggas and listen to these niggas.
Most definitely.
So, who you signing with? Everybody got a nice, the same deal. Mm-hmm. So, who's your, like, I ain't gonna say ideal. Who would you wanna, you know what I mean?
Right. If you could
say, if somebody called you right now, you on the plane tomorrow, you know what I mean? Who would you wanna sign to? Or would you go to independent, right? Independent route,
top
too.
Top dog. Mm-hmm. Top dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
TDE.
Yeah, Kenny. Ah,
okay. Yeah,
That's crazy.
I can see it. Yeah, to be. Yeah, hell yeah.
I can see that shit.
I do Empire too, though. Like,
Empire's going. Empire, I don't know. Too. Ain't Empire? Ain't Boosie beefing with them?
You blue?
Yeah, they shady. They did some shady shit, and everybody be dying over it, man. Can't go to Empire.
Damn.
Fuck that. Fuck that. You can't go to Empire. Everybody done passed. Go look it up. They be on Empire. And what they do, they let Boosie's brother sign Boosie's name with Blue.
That's some foul shit. I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't know this. That's what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Damn, that's even fucked up shit on Boosie's brother. Yeah, damn, is that
to release it, to release Blue.
Shit.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Did it right in their face. Here, I signed my brother's name, and I get a little.
He's a jerk. Man, it'd be your own people doing it sometimes.
Yeah, it's gonna be your people. Everybody around you. That's why I said Jesus story. The story of Jesus was a bad thing. It was a bad motherfucker, boy. Yeah, people around him that knew he was the truth and still denied the nigga. Like, come on.
Y'all heard that new Gotti?
You said what?
Y'all heard that new Gotti?
No, I ain't heard the new Gotti.
He just dropped him with DJ Drama. It's I said so. What's it called?
You talking about that? Was it a song? I seen a video.
It's an album with DJ Drama. That motherfucker, he's talking that shit on there.
That nigga got a beard now. It's fucking me up.
I showed you.
This nigga ain't never had a beard.
I showed you, show. Because remember he had that first one, his first my mixtape was I Told You So with Gotti back like, you know, 06. Yeah. I showed you, show. And they just dropped. He's talking some shit on there.
So what you think?
I do remember I told you so.
What you think?
That was a classic, bro.
Could have saved that relationship or saved off. You think patching it up?
Hey, man. What's
have saved him?
Once you cross the lines, it's over, though.
Yeah, 100 shots. You shoot
shit up. Patching a lot of shit up to save a lot of shit.
Yeah. Thanks. I don't, you know.
Thanks. It's pride.
Got it. He can save himself, bro. You like, once you reach a certain level and you know what you got going on, like, why are you going in the hood to get some fucking cookies? Like,
thanks.
That's what you got money for. Her nephew, here's an extra $100, bro. Go give me some damn Oreos. You know what I'm saying? Like, you send niggas to the store for that. Like, I'm not saying you don't live your life, but black folks, we got to stop. If we see danger right there, okay, we going the other way. That's not being scared or being a punk. That's common sense. If I see danger, facts. I see a bad situation, let me remove myself from that fucking situation. Like,
facts, I could have saved Pac. Pac, he's like, nigga, fuck it. We just whooped these niggas and we about to go out.
So, yeah, that
like
whole
you get
situation.
To a part in your life, you just got to start using real
your mind.
Common sense. Like, because everybody don't use common sense.
How old was Dolph when he died?
Real deal common sense.
He was damn near 40, wasn't he?
Who? Yep. Dolph was about 36, 37.
He's like 38.
Yeah, he was, I don't know.
38.
Yeah, he was 38. That's crazy, bro. It's always the niggas that we like, too.
Real bro. Nigga radio, bro. That's how I first learned. I was a big Dolph fan.
Yeah, me too. A Time to Kill.
Yeah.
But I found out who Dolph and Gates was early.
So who's the
best? From motherfucking Lito.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's who I asked.
Yep.
He had Dolph on Ultimate Warrior.
I told Lito that. I was like, bro, you turned me on to Dolph. Like,
he definitely did, bro.
Man, that's amazing.
And turned me on to Gates. Bro, nigga, I used to work with this dude at Amazon, bro. He talked about Kevin Gates every day. This is like maybe like 2012. It's like, this is right before he took off. Like, every day, you checked out Gates.
Kevin Gates was on.
Bruh, like, I never heard of him, bro. He, like, every day he told me to check him out. Check him out. Like, he's a...
Before satellites, he was on.
Yeah, Gates been on for a long time. Like, Gates been on for a long ass time.
Young Money took his name and copyrighted his name and wanted $1 million to get him out the deal. He said he had to pay out of pocket.
Mm. Yeah. What you mean he took his name?
He signed to him for his name and likeness.
Yeah.
Oh, and he didn't go nowhere, so he couldn't go nowhere else and be Kevin Gates. So he had to buy his name back. That's why I fuck with Gates. Niggas be like, man, you crazy, bro. Gates. If niggas really listen to Gates, Gates leveled up every
time. That's Luca Brasa too, bro. I don't think
Luca Brasa because it's nice.
Ain't like, that's the best. Mm-hmm. That's Luca Brasa too, bro. That was some. Yeah, Luca Brasa too was crazy.
Make Him Believe was crazy. You feel me? He's niggas be like caught up in this nigga wear feathers and he's a Muslim now. Nigga, I don't give a fuck with the nigga who he worshiped to. As long as he hop on that mic and that shit's fire, that nigga can come down as an angel and rap and go back. Yeah. I'd be like, nigga, that nigga was hot. The fuck? Like, niggas be wilding.
Do y'all think he fasted for 42 days? I fuck with Gates, but he be saying some stories. Gates be saying some shit, though. Buddy.
You hear what he said about the motherfucking starting the car? He was like, he went to the, he seen the bitch, the car was, see, niggas is wild though. It's entertainment. Niggas said, let me do this little thing I do on the battery.
Mm-hmm. Man, did y'all see that video about the girl that says she's seen a shapeshifter on the airplane?
When she was like, that motherfucker back there is not real.
Yeah, and a week later.
A lot of videos
shit,
be coming out.
Look though, and a week later, NASA confirmed it as aliens. Like, they confirmed aliens.
Yeah.
Like, a NASA person on the oath confirmed that it's extra life out here. They done found UFOs and shit. Like, that kind of got swept under the rug. But yeah, like,
my thing is,
what the fuck, though? Okay, it's aliens. They ain't gonna come down to fight. You know what I mean? They ain't fucking with us.
We grew up in the 90s. I feel like that's when they was telling us everything. Independence Day. Fuckers, you know what I'm saying? That nigga went to their spot and stole one and killed everybody and flew back to Earth.
Shout out to Vivica Fox and that motherfucker, bro.
Hold on. Did you know Vivica Fox was shooting Independence Day and Set It Off at the same time?
She's a legend, man. I fuck with Vivica. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
We got to get Vivica on here. Vivica, if you're watching this, come on over here.
Hell
Big
yeah.
Lazy Podcast.
I think we can do it. At least Keisha Cole.
Nigga. I settle for Frankie. I give me a mama. Give me
Frankie died, bro.
She did. Oh, my fault.
I'll be Frankie.
I don't mean to. It's okay. Damn, when she died, I don't really keep track of
this. A couple years ago, that's why Shorty be. She'd wake me up to some shit. My wife would wake me up to some shit.
I got another gem for y'all. Watch out for niggas that keep up strongly. I understand you relevant with times, but there's always some goddamn celebrity. He go with him. He broke up with him. I don't trust niggas like that. I understand you keep up with time, you know, you chat with you, but just damn, bro. Like,
the
Migos is.
The pressures of Instagram, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, the pressures of Instagram can do a lot of shit. Like,
man, I don't keep up.
You be having a lot of shit going on.
It's all, like you said.
Shout out to Instagram, man. Where can they find you at?
Dom_Cruz.
You can find me _ BFINES. Like Tom Cruise.
Okay. Cruise.
Is that your favorite actor? Like,
yeah, he reminds me of me.
What's your favorite Tom Cruise movie? Like, what's your? I'll be putting him on the spot. My fault, bro. I swear. My fault, man. I don't be no smoke, man. We smoking good strong weed and we're chilling.
You can find me on Instagram at GreedyAndLazy_USA. Lazy fool, everything.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Before you get out of here, though, you like to travel, so you have been some places. We ain't gonna keep it local. Well, you say one local, say one out of state to turn everybody on for the travelers that'll be watching us. A place to eat and something good to watch. Because we are the Big and Lazy Podcast. We like
place to eat and something good to watch.
Yep. Yeah. Give us two places, though. Give us one out of state. Turn us on, because we got travelers, the people that like to, you know, move.
Someone that's out of state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in state.
To the 13 restaurant in Houston. It's James Harden's restaurant.
Oh, really?
Flame.
Really? What kind of food they serve there?
Man, they got
lamb chops,
some fly wings, shit.
Yeah.
Pastas, you know, steaks. What was the second one?
Somewhere local. Somewhere local and something like something good to watch on TV or stream besides this podcast.
Right.
I'll be watching. I'm trying to think of something I'll be pulling up.
Even if it's a documentary, it don't matter, but you know.
I do want to shout out to our sponsor while we there we go, sponsor, Veal Trio. Local Veal brand, Our Tour Love, man. He gave us some good merch.
Shout out Our Tour, man.
Our Tour, Veal Trio. All right, got it around me again. Veal Trio, man. Our Tour Love on Facebook. Our Tour Love on Instagram. You can find Veal Trio on Instagram. Just spell it just like that. It's a Louisville-based clothing line.
And we hope y'all like our new setup. We're trying to make this shit
this is dope.
Look great. Yeah.
This is dope.
You know what I'm saying? My nigga B Fines be on it. He said, just shoot me this. And he popped up with something new every time.
I'm going hard in whatever I do, bro.
Outside. Yeah, it's gotta good go hard. AC.
You know what I'm saying? Get the smoke.
But you know? I'm gonna give you a good spot out of town. It's if you ever go to Tennessee, well, Nashville, it's a it's called the P-Funk Griddle. It's like you go, it's like a breakfast hibachi. Like you sit at the table and you got like a tabletop. So they bring you like the pancakes and eggs and hash browns. You make them your own. They bring you all type of toppings and shit. Yeah. They cook the meat and sausages for you, but it's pretty dope. You can make your pancakes and eggs any way you want them. Like,
yeah.
It's pretty dope. It's called the P-Funk Griddle. I don't know. It's probably about $15, $20 a person.
I think I heard of it before.
I ain't gonna lie. I just got back from Chicago. I ate a lot of shit, but I ate Dave's Hot Chicken. And that shit was pressure.
Dave's Hot Chicken?
Yeah.
I think they got one in Nap.
Yeah. That shit was pressure.
Did you get some, what's it, Giordano's, the thick crust, the big, like the pie crust pizza? Like,
yeah, we had about two of them motherfuckers.
Every time I go to Indianapolis or Chicago, I bring me one back. You know what I mean?
I definitely got some fucking popcorn too.
I ain't really a big popcorn guy. But you still got to give us like something eat locally. And
yeah, something to watch.
Something to watch.
Now, I didn't even say something to eat locally. It's this Jamaican jerk spot on like 4th and
the Rooftop Grill. The
Rooftop.
Yeah,
My nigga, shout out to my nigga CJ Courtney Johnson. I used to work there. Yeah, that's my nigga.
It's fire. They got heat.
He been in the game for a long time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got heat over.
Definitely.
It's something to watch.
I'm
not gonna lie, I don't really watch TV. That's really why I'm sitting there like,
oh, okay.
What do I? But like I said, if I don't want to say drink champs again. I don't want to say y'all.
What's your video? Give me some of your videos,
right,
on YouTube that they can find.
You can find me on YouTube, Marathon Dom, Marathon. You know.
And before we get out of here, man, like I ain't never seen roaches. See these niggas roaches. This nigga got about 4 ground roaches. He's looking this huge.
Bro got loaded up here.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you come
that's
to
that's the benefits, man. You come up here, you talk your shit. Yeah. Network, get your shit off.
Seem big and lazy, man. You know what I thought that motherfucker said big and blazing.
That's what he said.
I thought smoke champs.
One
man,
more thing.
Smoke champs. Kush ups, man.
Would
y'all ever did the kush up challenge? Go ahead.
I was gonna ask, bro, this. If you could get a song by Crack Doja right now, would you do it?
Crack Doja? Legend.
He is, bro. He's a legend, bro.
Yeah, that's just for the culture. That's
thanks.
For the culture.
I remember one night, bro. I watched every video he put out. I'm like,
yeah, I did it a few times. That's what made niggas want to rap. Like that nigga was putting so many niggas.
Doja.
Whoever
crack
wanted to
Doja,
do it,
man. Crack Doja. Him and Talk of the Town combination. Crack Doja, Talk of the Town.
That was my niggas Talk of the Town.
Consistent. Yeah. It was like that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, it was heavy.
That consistent shit. That shit, man.
That's y'all ever did the Kush Up Challenge?
Yeah.
10 straight puffs. I got a lot of pussy off here, bro. I did it like, this is COVID, bro. Like, right, it's COVID. Niggas in the house bored, and a nigga tagged me in it. Bro, I had a story about 30, 40 niggas. Everybody, you got inhaled, you know, 10 times, holding in. Like, hey, bro, that was a good time, man. COVID, right before
was
COVID.
The shit, man. Yeah. Money was flowing.
Bring Trump back.
Was
we
sick.
Support Trump. I'm going to get a Trump 24. I'm going to really
fuck. Trump went crazy, man.
He did, man. Yeah. Nigga, that's, bro, 2020 was a
shout out to the PPPs.
to people. To that's one of my biggest regrets.
Shout out to the EDs. I don't know what it's called.
EDD.
What's
shout
that?
Out to the EDD.
What's that?
EDD money.
I ain't heard of that.
EDD money is PPP money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's probably different PPPs.
LAPD money is. So yeah. Kind of number money, man. It's crazy with the money and the letters and shit.
It is, man.
Hey, man.
There's so many tax write-offs of businesses in LA. That's how them motherfuckers stay rich. You know what I mean? There's so many.
Shout out to the motherfuckers that's still pushing, you know, grinding every day, man.
Most definitely.
It's just a grind, man. Shout out to our producer, B. Haywood. You know,
mm-hmm.
you ever need a motherfucking podcast, you know, you feel inspired, call my boy. You want a commercial? Like my nigga B-Fan said, my nigga shoot porn, you know, OnlyFans.
You got your OnlyFans cracking. But all jokes aside, like, we fuck with everybody. Like, I need a couple people to run me like, do I got to be a rapper? Nah, anybody mm-hmm. can come on here. But like, when I make a post, who wants to come on the show? It's just the rappers. All right, let me... So what am I supposed to say? Nah, not the... Nah, I mean, I'm just...
Right.
So if you want to come reach on the show, bro, just write me, bro. Like, it ain't that... We record once a week. I'm trying to get to everybody. Ain't no nothing personal. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to get...
the sale.
I'm telling you, bro. Like, so...
Definitely.
That says, you want to come on the show? Holler at me. You can be... Just, hey, you know what I mean? CNA, do hair, do nails. You can...
Game you want
to draw. You want to tell... You know what I mean? Just want to top off some shit, smoke some good weed.
Definitely, man.
Drink water. Hydrating this bitch.
You can do 10 minutes if you want to push your nails or
whatever. Yes. Yeah, we do 10. Definitely. You ain't got to do the whole hour, 10, 15 minutes. Yeah. We can do it all.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Shout out to the motherfucking Dirt Bowl, man. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Dirt Bowl. We out. Dirt Bowl's classic.
It is, bro. Who's winning it this year? Who's winning the Dirt Bowl this year?
I think it's Park Hill versus the East,
Man. The Mighty East, man.
Yeah.
What is it, like two in a row for him?
Hey. It's one of the most
been winning though.
Historic shit ever, man. Dirt Bowl, man.
Just like that.
We up out of here, man. Big and Lazy Podcast. Holla.
Peace.
Gang.
Yay.
The mail ain't come, I'm stressing about some shit that's out of my control. My dog just choked a nigga out over a game of cornhole. I'm
choosing on my shit, just keep walking like she can get more. That good pussy might come with a price,
nigga, where your bill falls. If grinding was a perk. Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.